morning. Thanks for the opportunity. My presentation is going to be, can everybody hear me? On a little different spin than the two presentations prior me, and it's very interesting and very nice to hear the actual experiences of the Cambodian women. So I'm giving a macro level, sort of, and it's more data-oriented. Anyway, here we go. I also wanted to say that I have no association to disclose. Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islanders have been generally treated as one categorical group in national statistics in most race-ethnic studies. Most existing studies of perinatal health outcome disparities have focused on differences between white and black or white and Hispanic populations. Studies address Asian Americans, Pacific Islander, both outcome disparities are limited. So the purpose of this study was to provide a descriptive comparison of major Asian ethnic groups in California and then to examine the maternal risk factors for low birth weight infants. According to the 2010 census data, Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islanders make up 6% of total U.S. population. With a 43% increase in the last decade, this group has had the largest population growth, and they consist a very diverse group of individuals from different culture, religion, and health practices. I apologize that I couldn't fit every country flag on the screen slide here. So nearly one-third of these Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander population live in the state of California, and they comprise about 16% of our state's total population. And in 2009, the largest number of data published according to the National Center for Health Statistics, the birth rate for Asian American and Pacific Islander women is higher than for all other race groups except for Hispanic women. And the greatest number of births to Asian American and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander women occurred in California, New York, Texas, and Hawaii. However, if you add the three states of New York, Texas, and Hawaii, they still come short to California's total Asian, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander births. So we're very diverse here and lucky and rich in culture. Studies have shown in all populations, socio-demographic factors are associated with birth outcomes. We also know that good health begins before we are born and can last a lifetime. So too are the health disparities. For the Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Island community, keep on hitting the back button. Okay. These are a few of the factors that face the Asian Pacific Islander community, and then disparities such as in access and utilization of health care, specifically access to culturally and linguistic appropriate services, and then we have the family characteristics and socioeconomic and geographic context. So for our study, we used the 2009 and 2010 California birth file. The study cohort consists of live singleton births. We used the National Center for Health Statistics guidelines for birth weight inclusion for our analysis. Maternal race ethnicity was self-reported on the birth certificate. Maternal socio-demographic characters were compared for 8 major Asian groups. And then for this study, Pacific Islanders include Hawaiian, Guamian, Samoan, and Pacific Islander. So they're listed from the birth certificate as code 54, 55, 56, and 59. And then given the complexity of the cross-racial marriage issues, interracial marriage was not examined in this study. Thus, we only looked at mom's primary race ethnic codes. So maternal socio-demographic characters and risk factors obtained from the birth file included age, education, 30, first trimester prenatal care, delivery method, delivery payer, and mother's nativity or mother place of birth. And then multivariate regression, logistic regression analysis was performed to examine the risk of low birth weight while controlling for the maternal characteristics. So here are the findings. Among the nearly 1.01 million California live births between 2009 and 2010, 12.4% or 124,092 live births were to Asian PI, Pacific Islanders. And the top eight Asian subgroups who gave birth in California in 2009 and 10 in descending order were Filipino, Chinese, Asian Indian, Vietnamese, Cambodian, Lao, Hmong, which I'm going to start, I'll just refer for the rest of the presentation as Southeast Asians, just easier, and then Pacific Islander and Japanese. So we know Asian Pacific Islander mothers tend to be older on average than mother of other races. In our analysis, nearly half of the Japanese women giving birth in the study period were 35 years of age and over, which is in contrast to the younger mothers among Pacific Islanders and the Southeast Asian moms. Maternal education is often a good indicator of socioeconomic strata. In our analysis, 81% of Asian Indians have a college degree or higher versus 14% of Southeast Asian moms and PI groups. When parity was compared, half of the Chinese, Asian Indian, and Japanese mothers were giving birth for the first time during the study period. And then early prenatal care is associated with healthy birth outcomes. Korean Americans and Asian Indians are both at 92% for first trimester prenatal care initiation. These rates are far better than the state total, which is at 83.2%. And then when you look at Asian as a group, some of the subgroups do much better, but then the data kind of not so good for the Southeast Asians and the Pacific Islanders. State cesarean delivery rate for the analysis period was 33%, which is similar to the national rate. However, for the Southeast Asian moms, the rates are well below the state and national average, and also is well below the Healthy People 2010 target of 23.9. However, if you look at the Filipinos and Asian Indians, they have very high rates for cesarean delivery. For those of you who are not from California, Medi-Cal is our state's program for our state equivalent of Medicaid. So Southeast Asian moms and PI, Pacific Islander moms, have their delivery payer through Medi-Cal, which is an indication of income, right? Twice as the API group as a total, if you were to look at that. This slide is also kind of opposite of education, if you recall. The Asian Indian moms were very well, highly educated, and they're kind of validate each other, the data. And then this is regarding the maternal place of birth. So, and as we also have heard in our earlier presentation, the Cambodian Lao mom, there's that second generation of women living in California, obviously, and then only 60% during the study period were foreign-born. In comparison to some of the other groups, Asian Indian at 93%, Vietnamese 91%. So. And finally, low birth weight. While the stay rate is at 5.2%, overall Asian PI low birth weight was at 6.2%. But this rate is much the overall Asian PI rate in comparison to the Filipinos or Asian Indians and Southeast Asians is much lower. So, and then we in our multivariate logistic regression analysis, we found that Filipinos and Asian Indians were twice as likely to have low birth weight babies than all the other subgroups. Finally, maternal characteristics vary greatly across different Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander subgroups. When possible, Asian subgroups should not be grouped into a single category for health outcome analysis. Heterogeneity should be considered when developing clinical and public health intervention efforts that target Asian subgroups. And then, of course, we have some limitations to our study. As I mentioned, it's vital statistics data, so there's some absence, you know, data fields in the birth file and the quality of data, and then further analysis will give us more information if we can link our vital statistics data with MIHA, which is similar to PRAMS. It's California version of PRAMS, if any of you know that. And then I think it's also intriguing to find why Asian Indians and Filipinos have such high rates of low birth weight, even though Asian Indians started first trimester prenatal care very early. I think there's also morbidity factors that it would be helpful if I could link it, if we can link it with the hospital discharge data to further understand the reasons. So that's it.